Okay, let's talk sleep. Do you like often find yourself just tossing and turning, maybe nights are too sweaty, or maybe waking up with those persistent aches, sore spots?
Yeah, you really shouldn't have to live with disrupted sleep or that morning stiffness or just feeling tired all the time.
Yeah.
So today our deep dive is all about the Emalux Plus mattress. It's a hybrid mattress and it's apparently designed to tackle exactly those issues head on.
That's right. And our mission really is to unpack a pretty comprehensive review we found from Mattress Advisory. We want to pull out the most crucial bits, you know, the insights to help you figure out if this could actually be the cooling upgrade your sleep needs.
Exactly. Think of this as your shortcut to understanding some pretty clever sleep tech. We'll pull out surprising facts, practical takeaways, hopefully tailored just for you. We're going to explore its unique blend of materials, its cooling features, which sound quite advanced, and how it's designed to support your body, you know, for truly restorative rest. Okay, ready to unpack
Let's
that.
do it. So diving right in, the Emalux Plus. It's identified as a hybrid mattress. Now, for listeners who might not be deep into mattress jargon, what does hybrid actually mean here? What's the benefit of mixing memory foam and pocket springs?
Good question. So a hybrid mattress like this Emalux Plus, it brilliantly combines the contouring comfort of memory foam, you know, that hug feeling that molds to your body. But it mixes that with the dynamic support and importantly, the airflow you get from individually wrapped pocket springs. It's really designed to give you the best of both worlds. You get that pressure relieving sink, but without feeling like completely stuck. And you still get responsive support that helps you move around easily during the night.
Right, okay. That makes sense. The best of both worlds. I get that. Now, the mattress advisory review, it highlights this isn't just, you know, another Emma mattress. It's supposed to be a distinct evolution from earlier models. What's the key insight there? How have they engineered this specific upgrade, especially thinking about breathability and support?
Yeah, that's interesting. The review points out it's not just a minor tweak. It seems Emma learned from feedback on past models. The key insight, I think, is how they've engineered a real breakthrough in breathability and also these precise support zones. They seem to be directly addressing that common complaint that some earlier foam mattresses could feel too warm or maybe a bit too simple in their support. This unique mix, the airflow boosting foams plus the responsive coils, is apparently what makes it one of the coolest medium soft mattresses out there. And, you know, for anyone who shops for mattresses, finding cool and medium soft, that's a pretty rare and valuable combination.
That is a crucial claim, especially for hot sleepers. And speaking of cooling, the source really emphasizes three specific layers: the cooling cover, thermosink foam, and open-pored aerofoam. Okay, beyond just listing them, what's the trick? How do they actually work together? Is one layer doing all the heavy lifting, or is it really the synergy? And does the review mention anything about how long this cooling effect lasts, like the longevity?
Definitely the synergy. That seems to be the whole point. The cooling cover, its real genius, isn't just that it's breathable. It's apparently designed with active moisture wicking tech. It literally pulls heat away from you. So transforming sweaty nights into, hopefully, comfortably cool ones.
Okay, active pulling.
Then you've got the thermosink foam. Think of it like a smart thermal sponge. It absorbs your body heat, but then efficiently dissipates it through the mattress core. This kind of heat management means you don't just cool down initially, but your temperature actually stabilizes comfortably. So you avoid that jarring, ooh, now I'm too cold feeling.
Right, stabilization, not just getting cold.
Exactly. And the open-pored aerofoam. Imagine foam designed with tiny interconnected air channels, like a network. This allows constant air circulation through the mattress itself. It creates this natural ventilation system that actively stops heat getting trapped. It effectively breathes away the warmth. And yeah, the review implies this is built to last, a durable system, a comprehensive approach, not just some surface treatment that wears off.
Wow, okay. So it's not just a cool cover, it's a whole multi-layered active heat management system.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. For anyone who's ever woken up feeling, well, damp, the idea of active temperature regulation sounds amazing. But okay, beyond temperature, what about comfort, support? The review rates it medium soft, specifically a 3.5 out of 10 on the firmness scale. A 3.5, that does sound quite soft. For listeners maybe used to a firmer bed, what adjustments might they feel? Or does the review highlight any, you know, potential downsides to this softness for certain sleepers?
Yeah, that's a really important point. That 3.5 rating is key. Medium soft means it's designed to gently cradle your body. You'll feel moderate sinkage, but hopefully without feeling swallowed or stuck. The goal is to relieve pressure, especially around shoulders, hips, lower back, by distributing your weight evenly. The horse points out this is particularly good for side and back sleepers. It helps align the spine, eases tension in those high-pressure spots. The potential downside, if you want to call it that, might be for people who really prefer a very firm, like sleeping on top of the mattress feel. This one is definitely more about that body-hugging, contouring comfort.
Gotcha. And the support isn't just about the softness level, right? The review specifically called out those 7-zone pocket springs. They call them infinity springs, and also a support base foam layer. Now, this sounds like a good balance, support without being rigid, responsiveness without being like trampoline bouncy. But does the review mention any scenarios or maybe body types where this specific combo might not be the best fit?
That's a perceptive question. Those 7-zone pocket springs are definitely key to the support story. Being individually wrapped means they adapt to your body's shape and movements, giving targeted support to different zones, heavier bits, lighter bits, crucial for keeping the spine aligned properly. Then the support-based foam underneath provides that strong, stable foundation, helps with durability, stops sagging over time. This combination aims for consistent support and just a subtle bounce, making it easier to move or change positions.
Yep.
However, the review does implicitly suggest if someone needs extreme firmness, maybe for specific orthopedic reasons, or if they have a significantly heavier body weight, then this medium soft feel, even with those strong base layers, might not offer that ultra rigid support they're looking for.
Right. That's crucial context for people. So boiling it down, who is this mattress really designed for? Sleeping positions, body types, and who maybe needs to look elsewhere?
Indeed. So the MLX Plus looks specifically ideal for side sleepers and back sleepers. Its design really offers that contouring comfort and targeted pressure relief that works well for those positions. However, if you're primarily a stomach sleeper, or if you weigh, say, over 300 pounds, the review strongly advises you might find this mattress too soft. Just not enough support there. In those cases, yeah, a firmer option would generally be better for spinal alignment and preventing discomfort.
Okay, clear advice there. And for couples, that's often a huge factor. How does it perform when sharing the bed? The source mentions motion isolation and edge support. Those are key for shared sleep, right?
Oh, definitely key. And for couples, its suitability seems to excel, according to the review. The strong motion isolation is highlighted as a real game changer. It minimizes disturbances when one partner moves. So if one of you tosses and turns a lot, the other person is much less likely to feel it. Helps both get that uninterrupted sleep.
Ah, oh, it's huge.
Yeah. And the edge support is also mentioned as being strong, firm, reinforced edges. That prevents that horrible rolling off the edge feeling, and it maximizes the usable sleeping space. You can both spread out right to the edge. So undisturbed rest, full use of the mattress, big pluses for couples.
Okay, good to know. So what does this all mean for someone thinking about an upgrade? Beyond the sleep tech itself, the mattress advisory review also touches on the practical stuff, buying it, peace of mind, that sort of thing. What stands out there about the customer experience?
Right. That's a significant part of the whole package, isn't it? The
yeah.
value proposition. Well, the company offers free bed-in-a-box shipping, at least within the contiguous U.S. Makes delivery pretty convenient. Unboxing is also described as easy. The mattress expands within a few hours, apparently with minimal off-gassing, which means you hopefully won't have to deal with strong, lingering chemical smells, which can be unpleasant.
Yeah, nobody wants that. And for, like, absolute peace of mind, the CertiPUR US certification, that's not just a label, is it? It's an independent assurance that the foams are made without harmful chemicals, like ozone depleters. Safer for you, safer for the environment. You can literally breathe easier. Plus, they give you a generous 150-night trial period. That's fantastic.
Quite long.
Yeah. And a 10-year warranty covering defects. It really seems like they're prioritizing a, you know, hassle-free experience for the customer.
It does seem that way. That trial period especially gives you a long time to really decide if it works for you in your own home.
Okay, so let's recap a bit. We've explored how the MLX Plus mattress is built for exceptional temperature regulation, those three cooling layers, thermosync foam, open-pored aerofoam actively drawing heat away, keeping you cool. We've also seen how its 7-zoned pocket springs and that smart combo with memory foam provide targeted support and pressure relief where you need it. That could really help reduce joint pain, stiffness, especially for side and back sleepers,
yeah.
And for couple sharing. Strong motion isolation, good edge support, designed for undisturbed sleep for both partners.
So bottom line, if you're a hot sleeper, if you primarily sleep on your side or back, or if you share your bed, this mattress seems to offer a really compelling solution. Get that medium soft comfort, remember, 3.5 out of 10 firmness, but with responsive support underneath.
But it's important to remember, it might not be the perfect fit if you're a stomach sleeper.
Definitely. And from the safety side, that CertiPR US certification is reassuring. Plus the practicals. The 150-night trial, the 10-year warranty, free bed-in-a-box shipping, minimal off-gassing. It really does look like the company prioritizes customer peace of mind and tries to make the whole experience pretty straightforward.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to think about. If your mattress is truly supporting your body and regulating your temperature effectively, imagine the ripple effect on your whole day, not just how you feel the moment you wake up, but your energy levels, your focus, even your mood throughout the day. What could consistent, truly restorative sleep unlock for you? Something to ponder.